Hi, Elise Dewsbury here with yet another episode in my series, How to Get No Feedback from Elise. I've been on a series of talking about how to activate dialogue and songs, and I'm moving on this month to talk about the ensemble number. How do you activate an ensemble number? There's the sort of old, what I feel is the old-fashioned approach to an ensemble number is when, all the merry villagers come out and tell us all about the town we're in. And just sort of it's a bit like an I am song for a group of people. So examples of that are it's May, the merry month of May, where they basically just say just tell us here's what it is, or this is a real nice clam bake. Those are pretty old-fashioned, I think, the kind of songs where an ensemble just comes out and states a fact for us to tell us as if they're talking to the audience. So what I would do is encourage you to think about what else could your ensemble do that would give us information about who they are and what's going on, and again, give us more plot, more character development for each individual person in the ensemble or as groups, so that they're doing something, they're reacting to something. Maybe they're upset about something. Maybe they're saying, why is this happening to us? Or we hate the fact that this is happening in our town, or we need a new mayor in our town, or I don't know what. But anything that gives them something active, as opposed to just them coming out and saying to the audience, here's who we are. We're having a clam bake. We're people who are having a clam bake. Instead of activating those lyrics and saying, I'm going to the clam bake. It's going to be the best clam bake we've ever had. If maybe they're talking to each other, but if they're talking just directly to the audience and just as just telling us what's going on, again, important word there, tell. Remember the old storytelling adage, show, don't tell. So whenever you can show, that's going to be more active. That's how you activate something. If you simply tell me something, that's not active, and it's not getting the work done in the best way that it could. How can you activate it? By showing me. So rather than have people have come out and tell me what's going on, put them right in the middle of the action. Have them angry about something. Have them happy about something. But rather than have them come out and saying, I'm angry about this, have them actually attack someone and say, things have got to change in this town. You can't do this to us anymore, as opposed to coming out and saying, I'm unhappy. Again, that's just a statement of fact. It has a little more point of view to it, but you can activate things by having people, again, like I talked about last month. When I'm talking to myself, I don't need to tell myself a story. I need to react to things that are happening to me. And I want you to treat your ensemble the same way. They don't need to come out and state facts to the audience and just deliver it. They need to be living their lives and reacting to their lives in a way that inspires them to sing something that will not only give us all of that information that we need, but will also activate things and move the plot forward. So that's the theme, right? Keep everything active, whether it's dialogue or lyrics. It needs to be active and moving things forward and not simply delivering exposition. That's not enough. It has to do more. It has to deliver the exposition, but it has to do it while delivering character. And I think you'll find if you do it that way, it's also more interesting because simply handing me exposition on a platter, I am this, I am that, doesn't leave me any work to do. And as I think I've said many times over the last 6 years, audiences actually like to be sleuths. So show me people doing things and let me do the work to figure out how to put all the puzzle pieces together. Don't tell me a story. That's not what musical theater is. Show me action. Right, I think that's it for this month. Thanks and toodaloo.